Forgive me for those words. I hadn't realized that those words were forbidden. I'm an old guy, so I came about when you couldn't talk about certain words also, but there were only seven words. Now there are dozens and dozens and dozens of words that you can't say. Anyway, welcome to our choo-choo train. I had an email from someone the other day that said, are you really on a train? And I had to lie to him. I said, I'm really on a train. All right, so I'm sitting here with Mel and Abe.
Hello.
And Dr. Susie. And I'm going to turn it over to her. Yeah. Good evening, Dr. Susie.
And good evening, Captain Max. Happy Kink Month.
Happy Kink Month. That's a word that you cannot put in the headlines of Reddit. Okay?
Okay.
I'm just informing the...
Yeah.
Can I say it?
I think you can say it because the bots can't... They're
death
still, I think.
Uh-huh.
To a certain point.
And kind of dumb.
And, very dumb.
Right. Dumb bots.
Dumb bots. I like that word.
Yeah.
Dumb bots. No fun bot.
At least they're not droning us.
Oh, my God.
But they are kind of droning our freedom of speech.
Well, yeah.
They are definitely doing that.
These are the big tech venues for our speech nowadays. We are in the public square, the commons, when we go here, and there should be more common use for everyone.
And we are the commons.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're trying to be.
Well, yeah.
But they keep pushing us out.
They're trying.
They're trying.
You know, yeah.
They want a clean commons. With no weeds, and no grasshoppers, and no aunts or uncles,
and no,
only pavement,
and no only a certain thought process, no alternative.
Maybe multiple choice between 1 and 4, but that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Because we're into 7 or 8 or 69. You know.
69.
Yes, 69. This is FDR. Fuck DeRich. Can you say that? Actually, I think the word fuck is more acceptable than sex these days because it can also mean hurting someone.
The next show will be fuck, 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 fuck.
Anyway, it also stands for Franklin Delano Roosevelt, our 32nd president of the United States, and not a perfect guy in many, many ways, but one of the better ones that we've had. And certainly brought a little pinch of socialism into the great bullia base of American practices. And we appreciate him for that because we want to fuck the rich, which is a step beyond, in many ways, taxing the rich, which AOC wore on her ass. Very nice ass and a nice message. And let's do that for sure. Biden's got a proposal now going forth to tax them a little bit. And Manchin is having fits on his yacht. Oh,
who's having
the entitlements. His floating mansion.
Who has a floating...
Senator Joe Manchin.
Oh, that guy. Oh, my God.
The so-called Democrat. He's the poster boy for you can't tell them apart.
Oh, yeah, right. He's on the yacht, and the protesters are all next to his yacht yelling at him.
In their little canoes down at the bottom saying, hey.
We are the poor.
We would like some benefits.
Yes.
Some entitlements. Can you throw us a fish, maybe?
What you are know, you cooking
something.
Tonight?
How about a bottle of champagne? Wow.
Maybe they have room for a family of six.
His yacht is named Almost Heaven.
Brother.
Almost Heaven.
Right. But he puts everybody else in hell, especially in his home state of West Virginia. And his whole family is involved in the pharmaceutical industry.
Oh,
it's terrible.
Drug dealers.
Oh, they are total pushers.
Wow.
Yes, yes. And making oogobs of money doing it.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow-y. So.
Okay.
Joe Manchin. So he's standing in the way along with Kristen Sinema, who I have particular ire for because she has all these kind of interesting dresses. She's kind of artsy and also proclaims that she's LGBTQ. I'm not sure which of the letters, but she's something.
Q.
Yeah, and she also drinks quite a bit of wine, and she has some very major corporate sponsors, I'm sure, because she is another poster girl for the you can't tell the two parties apart mentality. She's supposed to be a Democrat.
Yeah, yeah.
But.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
She votes like a Republican.
Yeah. Well, I guess, yeah. I guess the Republicans hire hookers, and the Democrats have things with interns.
Oh, well, man.
That's one way to look at it.
Well, I don't know.
Here we go. Here we go.
Just saying. Just saying. Just saying. It's. The world has come, forget coming to an end.
And when you put it that way, I think it's better to hire hookers.
Me too.
Probably.
Yeah, right. Less divorces and money. Yeah. You know, just pay the hooker.
Yeah.
Make sure you pay the hooker.
The intern is a
simplified
bag of rats, as Matthew McConaughey would say. He said politics is a bag of rats.
It is, all biting
so
each other.
So he doesn't want to say what he thinks about anything.
Let him eat cheese. They're rats.
Right. Right. Well, it's a risk nowadays to
somebody
say
said
what
that
you
in,
think.
Somebody said that in France. Let him eat cheese. Was that?
Let him eat cake.
That was Marie Antoinette Gruyere.
Gruyere.
Antoine's
Brie.
Brie, Antoine Camembert.
Princess Brie.
Princess Brie, the cheese.
Okay, so I don't know how cheese got into the middle of this conversation.
No, I don't either.
But I think it's important to support cheese.
Stands alone.
Christian Rock on Facebook likes my noting of the bag of rats.
The bag of rats.
Right. Which I also got from Matthew McConaughey, because he said politics was that before stating that he would not tell anyone really what he thought about Texas abortion law, even though he said it was sort of sloppy, almost like he is for taking away a woman's right to choose, but he would have done it in a kinder, friendlier, more professional way, I guess. But he didn't actually say that. It just seemed that way.
Just a more peaceful exit.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think his observation that politics is a bag of rats. Life is looking more and more. Well, let's not say a bag of rats, but like ratty.
Oh, it's ratty.
Around the edges.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not quite a bag where you're right in the middle and the rats are all getting you. If you're lucky and privileged, you can stay on the outskirts and just watch the rats skitter about.
Skitter by your house.
Gnaw each other to death.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But it's still pretty scary to just do that, let alone be among the rats.
Rats.
We're here on FDR, the train into our future.
And it's not a real train.
Because the real is the enemy of the ideal. And we are an ideal train. We
ideal
live the bonobo
train.
Way.
No shooting on that train.
No, no shooting. Although we did hear shots outside of the studio a few weeks ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, a few weeks ago we heard shots, or we thought they were. Maybe they were firecrackers. After all, we are in beautiful Arcadia. I feel like now we should say where we are. We've been holding back.
We've been talking about it.
We don't give out our address because that is not a good idea. But now we're in the Pasadena Star News and the LA Daily News, and we are grappling with the zoning board of Arcadia. And they are in the grip of mattress madness.
Oh, my God.
How many mattresses do you store in your storage rooms? And does anyone sleep on them?
What else do you do on those mattresses?
Oh, you can't say that word.
Uh-oh.
Well, they say beds.
No, she's, yeah, it's like three letters.
Or what can't you say now? Fuck the rich?
S-E-X?
No, sex.
Oh, sex.
I didn't say it.
There is.
But I'm a sex therapist. What am I supposed to do?
There's no sex
I'm
on beds.
I'm also a sexologist. I specialize in a word I can't say.
Mm.
Wow.
Very controversial.
See?
Yeah.
The rats are skittering all around me. They're eating up my words, those rats. Dirty rats.
You dirty rat.
Rabies-riddled rats. And, of course, they're not wearing masks, and they probably haven't been vaxxed, these rats.
Whoa.
And Louis Collin says terrible. What is terrible?
What's terrible?
What's terrible?
Well, it's either one of two things. Either we are terrible to Louis Cologne or colon, or his colon feels terrible and he needs a colonoscopy.
We're terrible?
Well, I don't know. He writes terrible.
Everything's terrible.
But perhaps while I was talking about the rats, he wrote terrible. Or perhaps he means what the Arcadia Zoning Board is doing to us is terrible.
Oh, yeah.
You see, when these people write these comments, unfortunately, they write them as if they're having a conversation with you in the moment. Mm-hmm. And you don't necessarily look at that comment until another moment.
Right. It's in the ether.
And you lose it. Yeah. And Louis Collin is lolling. In the moment, I am reading it, he just lolled. It's 1 minute ago. And so he does understand that it is quite funny that he wrote terrible without any reference, so that I feel like I'm in a bag of rats. But, hey, maybe I'll just defang the rats. I used to know dominatrixes.
Oh.
That kept pet rats. I'm thinking of one in particular.
Oh, yes, yes. What was her name?
Barbara.
Barbara.
Yes.
Right, Barbara.
She had another name, but that was her real name.
Right,
she had some
mistress something.
And what was her boyfriend, the guy that...
He was
What was his name?
Crazy.
Oh. We got him a... He got a part on The Sopranos.
He was a Sopranos type guy.
Right. Wow.
He was on our show.
We were doing our HBO show.
Discovered him on our show.
Right. What was his name?
Weddle.
Weddle. Weddle and the mistress took up a portion of Bonoboville at that time.
Yes.
And they had a big rat that lived with them.
Rats. Yeah, and he was kind of cute. I mean, I didn't want to mess with him. He was no Chico.
Yeah.
Although Chico has a bit of a rat look. He's got the ears and stuff. Yeah, well, more of a coyote or
fox.
A wolf.
Fox.
Yeah.
He's a fox.
Yeah, he's foxy.
Yeah.
Foxy.
He's a foxy boy.
Chico.
Foxy Chico.
He's a combo, I think, of a Pomeranian and a Spitz.
Spitz.
A Spitz.
I like that word, Spitz.
Yeah. Spitz.
So,
das ist Spitz.
Speaking of dogs, don't miss my interview with Survival of the Friendliest authors and dogologists. There's actually a more official word for that I forget. People that study dogs. And they also study bonobos. So they are fantastic people. Those are two of my favorite creatures. Maybe more than humans. I don't know. Certainly more than the bag of rats. Anyway, Dr. Brian Hare and Vanessa Woods. And check it out, Survival of the Friendliest for dogs and bonobos. And I think that Dog the Bounty Hunter is getting in a bit of trouble now. Somebody sued him. He's looking for Gabby Petito's killer.
Oh,
probably Brian Landry. God. Anyway, that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah.
All right, moving right along. We just had this interesting phone call from a past bonobo, someone who had worked with us.
Still a bonobo.
A volunteer, yes. Well, but we hadn't heard from her in five or six years. And so it was interesting because she was one of the stars of last week's Kink Month kickoff with Lonnie Legend. And that was none other than the living, legendary porn star of porn stars, Dayton Rains. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Dayton Rains was one of the stars of the show a couple weeks ago. And somehow word got through the Bonoboville grapevine back to her. Or maybe it wasn't even word. Maybe it was osmosis. Erotic. Osmosis, of course, which we specialize in at the Dr. Susan Block Institute. In addition to hypnosis, we have osmosis. Anyway, she called out of the blue, and she had not left in a great way.
Right.
She's a great performer, a great person in many, many ways, a real sweetheart of a person. And just knockout gorgeous with gigantamous boobs and skinny everything else. And beautiful eyes and just a seductive way. And definitely a great bonobo in a lot of ways. Or to be more specific, bonobo sapien. Actually, Poached Megs on Reddit says, "What is a bonobo?" So, just a brief definition here for those of you who don't know a bonobo from a banana. Bonobos are our kissing cousins. They are very close to us.
Real close.
Yes, we are all apes, great apes. And bonobos are the closest, along with common chimps, although some people think bonobos are closer. They're definitely closer to us than gorillas. And, you know, we're very close to gorillas. You saw that gorilla that passed away
last week.
Beautiful, sad story.
Well,
but
she was 14. And he was 14.
He was saved by a caretaker, the jungle, and he ended up dying in the caretaker's arms. So it was a beautiful life. You know, life doesn't last forever. And we all have different destinies, and that was his destiny. A lot of the rescue places want to release them back into the wild, but not always. So in this case, I guess he stayed with his caretaker. So bonobos are closer to us than gorillas. They're even more human. Gorillas tend to keep harems. Bonobos tend to be, I guess, polyamorous or pansexual. And in a way, common chimps are too, but they're just not as sexual. And yes, that's the second quality of bonobos that's important. Besides them being close to us, they are very, very sexual. They have a lot of sex in all different ways, in a Kama Sutra of positions and with all different genders and types and fetishes and kinks. Happy Kink Month. Yes, they have kinks. They might have a kink for feet or a little spanking, swatting each other, or playing domination and submission games. Not to say they're never seriously violent, but not too much. And they are very peaceful. This sexuality of theirs brings about a certain peace, and that's another quality of bonobos that's very important, is they've never been seen killing each other in the wild or captivity, and they are the only great ape that's like that. All the other great apes kill, especially humans. Not to say they don't kill little animals to eat. They're not vegetarians. So anybody that says, oh, bonobos aren't so great, they're not vegetarians, nobody ever said they're vegetarians. And nobody ever said they don't fight. They just don't kill each other. And that is remarkable. And they are also very female empowered, which is also very remarkable. That's the only great ape species that is pretty much equal, or maybe the females are in charge, really. I often say MILFs rule Bonoboville. And they take care of the guys. There's male well-being, female empowerment, male well-being. And that is the other side of the coin. And that is a lesson that I don't know if my sisters in the Me Too movement quite get. It's not an easy lesson to get. And that is why I say to follow the bonobo way. And that doesn't mean to live just like bonobos in trees, etc. It just means to look at them and say, hey, they're very close to us and they don't kill each other. And they are female empowered. How do they do this? They have a lot of good consensual sex. And the males are happy. The males are not deprived. There are no incels in Bonoboville.
And they share.
And they share,
they
yeah.
share everything.
Unlike the common chimps, who are kind of greedy.
Right.
They get some food, and they
want to
hog
keep
it.
Hog it.
But the bonobos love to share.
Share food. And,
sex.
A little tickle here, a little tickle there. And,
they love a tickling. Hair. They have tickling, King.
Right.
Yeah,
tickling
for sure.
Tick.
Yeah, for sure. So that's what bonobos are. And I would say that Dayton was certainly a good bonobo sapien, a human bonobo.
Yeah, totally.
And certainly very joyously sexual. You never know what's really in someone's heart, but she seemed to genuinely enjoy herself. She had some issues. She was, I don't know. I don't even know if I should go into the issues. I think not.
No, the nice part
was... They might just come out by accident. Yeah. Sorry, Dayton.
The nice part was that after so many years, they called.
Yes.
And said, thank you.
Yes. Well, she left in a not good way on her part. We had an idea when she was going to leave, and then she left a few days early. Or maybe it was a few weeks early.
Yeah.
And then the worst part was that our editor left with her.
She stole your editor.
Yes. And it was really remarkable because they really fell in love. And I think that's a beautiful thing. They're still together.
Wow.
6 years later. I think it's six or five years later. They're still together. And they called us together.
Yeah, that was very nice. Thank you.
I don't know that they wanted to apologize to me, but they called and they wanted to connect with me. They missed me, they said, she especially. And I just was a bitch. And I said, you apologize. And they kind of humfeted and fumfeted. And then they did. And he did. And she did. And they did beautifully. They did a beautiful, sincere sounding apology for what they did. They knew exactly what they did. And they also knew exactly what they got out of Bonoboville. And we didn't spend a long time on what they did because it was a positive call. And we just talked about how wonderful it was that they met in Bonoboville. And according to Dayton especially, that she was uplifted.
Well, she started to go to, she went to the university with us up
She went to Berkeley. Yes, I gave a talk at Berkeley.
And she was really excited, and her mother came down.
Her mother came. I always saw her as much more than a porn star, but maybe to be able to work in a way that was outside of porn, but that also honored her porn background and her sexual intelligence, which most companies don't honor. They don't honor sexual ability, except for porn companies, of course, and to some degree sex education. But I think a lot of sex educators are a little bit against porn.
Everybody's involved in it, but nobody wants to step out in front. So,
well, we are out in front, darlings. We are out in front, especially we were out in front with the zoning board of Arcadia, which we called the Politburo of Arcadia. And it is a little bit like that because everybody just votes the party line. That was so obvious.
Yes.
Circle the wagons.
Circle the wagons. And you know what? It's if I may, it's one of the stiffest villages that I've lived in. Not because of the massage parlors on every corner, okay, but just the people that run it.
Yeah.
You know, people that run it. People that run this and are trying to do their duty and their work and all of that in the middle of a pandemic where hundreds of thousands of people are homeless.
And jobless.
And jobless.
Or not going to work.
Yeah.
There's a work crisis between companies that can't get people to come to work and people that are out of work and can't get work. And here we are, a working company and paying our rent and law-abiding. And because we are sexologists and because we have a lot of beds,
mattresses,
because these Arcadia inspectors are bedheaded and they want to inspect our mattresses for what? Bed bugs? What do you want to see? Sex?
That's what the firewoman was
like. Of course.
There's a bed. They're filming sex.
Not to say we haven't filmed sex in the past, but we haven't done it here.
That's how we educate. That's how we educate people.
Yeah.
How we try to free them from their fears and God forbidden whatever. You're not going to hell.
But it usually was spontaneous. It was like we were doing a show and talking about something, and then people would have sex.
They did?
Yeah, they may again.
Wow.
By the way, Stan Kent had a nice comment.
Hi, Stan.
This is why neo-puritanical, tyrannical censorship must be fought and defeated by all erotica purveyors.
Yes.
I don't know if I want to be a purveyor. It sounds like a conveyor belt.
Yeah,
but okay, I'm an erotica artist and therapist.
And he is a writer.
And a purveyor, obviously.
And a purveyor of fine literature.
Yes, he is. He's a great writer.
Is. Pick up some of his books.
He's written some excellent erotica.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he says, Dr. Susie, you will beat those mattress inspectors. Yeah. Beat it, baby. And if you need any immoral support, send out the call to arms, legs, asses, penises, vaginas.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's quite an artillery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
weapon.
Stan is all encompassing.
Of love.
Yeah, he's great. So we have some support from our community. My hairdresser has said that he will come to cut my hair. No, actually, my hair looks crazy in these pictures. Look how long it is, because I haven't had it cut since before the pandemic. But he didn't say he would come cut it, actually. He said he would carry a sign and protest on our behalf.
Who's going to
do Mark.
This? Oh, Mark. Yeah, Mark is great. Mark is great, yeah. You know, we try over the years to work with people at all levels and all disasters in their lives and our lives. But for years we've been here. We all have a place to work. We all have a place that if we're too tired from work, we can lie down.
Yeah.
And sleep like a human being.
Absolutely. I need to lie down a lot.
It's good to nap.
Whether I'm napping or having sex or something.
Sex nap.
Maybe reading.
Sex
I do
nap.
Like to read lying down instead of always sitting. Sitting is a very
corporate,
unnatural position. It's good to walk and to lie down. Humans were made to walk and lie down, not really to sit. In fact, the natural position when you're stationary is to kind of squat.
Squat, right.
And that relieves your back. One of the reasons we have back pain is from sitting in chairs. It's very unnatural.
Uh-huh.
So many of us, whether we're young or old, should relax in a bed
more. Do we have Stan's books in the... I don't think we have...
Caning one. Abel is
yeah,
one of
yeah,
his
yeah.
books that I've reviewed.
Gonna,
I gave it a really good review.
Let's put it in the shopping cart, because I'm
well, sure,
sure he's partners with Amazon.
Partners. He's a purveyor, after all.
A purveyor. Yes. A supplier.
Wow, he sounds like a total factory. He's got arms, legs, asses, penises, and vaginas.
Great
we
stuff,
love you,
Stan.
And we love Sin. He's also got a wife named Sin.
Oh, her. Wow.
I think she's a wife or a consort or
she's
something.
She's whatever. She's wonderful.
She's gorgeous and wonderful.
And gorgeous. And our feed to live to Reddit.
So we're talking about tonight a lot of people that have been to the Speakeasy, to Bonoboville. We call it different things.
And everybody leaves with different ideas of what their experience is here. And hopefully the experience is we survived. We did well.
More than that, we thrived.
And
we
thrived.
We certainly have to survive,
right?
I guess.
But it went beyond
But eventually
that.
We won't.
Yeah.
Eventually we will move along with everything else. And considering the rate of climate catastrophe, we might move along faster than we ever imagined. Ooh. So, shout out to Dayton Rains, and we called him Roberto.
Roberto, yeah, Roberto.
But his
Roberto.
Real name is Ken. But
yeah, I don't know his real name, but I remember him now as Roberto. And
he's a rapper.
He's a rapper and videographer.
A very good
very
videographer,
good,
editor,
very good,
and
yeah,
rapper,
yeah.
too. He's a good guy.
But
they're both very talented people who fucked us over for a minute.
No. love drove madness.
Well, that's true. The love did drive, certainly,
Roberto. It always happens with when there's two people.
It
couples.
Is a thing that happens is people can get swept up in that PEA chemical.
Right, love.
Phenylethylamine. It
yeah.
happens. It's
did you
a
say,
certain type of love.
Did you say salami?
I say
no,
salami.
I mean, no.
You say baloney. Right. Let's call the whole thing off. Woo! So love sweeps people away and... So it swept them away. I feel very good about them being together. They're in Texas, so no accounting for taste. But some people are born there and can't help it. But you guys, keep on keeping on, guys. And hopefully you'll be doing something fantastic that we can promote on FDR. So in the meantime, y'all can look at Dayton in the show that we featured last week, Kink Month Kickoff, with Dayton and Lonnie Legend, where Dayton smokes that Monica Lewinsky cigar out of her ground floor nether lips. It's smoking hot, and you will not see it on American Crime Story Impeachment that Monica has produced. Although I'm watching that, and it's kind of fun. It's like a soap opera. It's well acted. It was quite a time, and I always have felt that Hillary Clinton was right about that time. And I don't think she's right about a lot of things, but she was right to say that there was a vast right-wing conspiracy, and it was a anti-people conspiracy, anti-Democrat conspiracy.
The dark side of humanity.
And it was an anti-sex conspiracy. Partly because that was the only thing they could get him on. They tried to get him on Whitewater, but that was a big nothing.
Compared to the millions that are being stolen.
So last week, we did our Kink Month kickoff as a throwback. And this week, our throwback is Kink Month 2, the one we did right after that. Or no, I guess it wasn't right after that. It was a year after that, actually, because Dayton wasn't here anymore. And actually, who was here? Wow. I don't know if I really fully had an assistant, but Sarah Bella was kind of my assistant, I guess, manager of the place, sort of. Or was she a photographer? I'm not sure. But she was there. And the late great Jackie Blue. She was very kinky. And it was the first show for three very special people. I mean, they are so special, I don't even know what order to say that they were on the show. But I guess I'll just look at this picture. And the first one from my left is Mistress Porcelain Midnight. And she is one of the great femdoms of DomCon, and just one of the great femdoms, period. And this was her first show with us, and she's wearing the most amazing kinky boots. Red. Patent leather, as we used to say, or I guess you could say latex boots, and they are very shiny, and a latex dress and a motorcycle cap. And she just treated us all to a lot of kinky activity, and it was really hot and sex educational. And she did a bonobo way, book spanking and boot worship, all kinds of kink. And then I also had two amazing ladies for the first time on this show. Two wow. other queens of kink. And one, I guess I'll just say the older one first, Mistress Cherie Rose, and she is older, and then Rhiannon Ahrens, who is a fantastic femdom switch. She is a major Susie Award winner, and she is just a sapiosexual wonder with the greatest boobs in the whole wide world. And Mistress Cherie Rose, of course, had been on our show years before in 1996, talking about her work with Bob Flanagan.
Right.
The great poet that I had worked with.
Yeah.
With the great Scott Kelman.
Right.
Back in 1988.
Right.
When we did the Heart and Dagger poetry show. So this is all very historic, this particular show that is our throwback tonight. Kink Month 2, The Arts of Femdom, Politics, and Pain. You know, the pain. Yeah. So I also have a bunch of guys in this picture, hot guys, including Ikor the Wolf. So I'm pretty sure he sang on that show. And Del Rey is there. And Nori. And Jux Lee. And our featured image is this picture that Abe took outside in our Inglewood Bonoboville garden. Yes. The Garden of Peace Through Pleasure. That is our throwback for tonight.
And by the way, most of the content, as they call it nowadays, is free on our sites, except for certain areas. And so if you want to donate a little money, hey, go ahead. If not, don't even worry about it, okay? And we're always here for you. You can call us 24 hours a day, no matter where you are, talk to us. Sorry, I was doing a little commercial.
Oh, no, yeah, do the commercial.
Yeah. So we do it because that's what Dr. Susie and I have done for most of our lives, is try to educate people about sex, that now banned word, I guess. We're here to oppose that. We're here to people to open up. We have to stop killing each other. We have to stop that ourselves. We can't save the world, but you can save yourself. Don't kill other humans. Hell, we shouldn't be killing the cows. And we're killing the cows. Anyway, my name is Max, and Dr. Susie is studying something.
Oh, I'm just looking at this old show.
Oh, yeah.
From 2016 in Kink Month.
Really?
October. And it was so innocent.
Yes, right. No.
A time.
Yeah, now it's become horrendous and very dark.
This was pre-Trump.
Yeah.
And I guess, the bag of rats. It's one reason it's so sexy. Pure pursuit of kink and happiness that we could do when Trump was just a joke. Or so we thought, before he was president.
Hmm.
And now, the threat of him doing it again is horrifically on the horizon. I just think the guy's a loser. Half the country thinks he won. A lot of my clients as a sex therapist think he won. And now there's all these Trumper Republicans that have been put into office. So Trump is back in, I guess he's always been in the news, but he's like threatening us again.
Oh, yeah, he's totally into that. totally.
Of course he's into that, but the fact that so many people are buying into that schadenfreude, I might be saying, well, at least they're mostly not vaxxed and they're the ones that are not with us. But I don't feel good about that. And I certainly don't want to celebrate anyone's death. And no one deserves it. And certainly if you can be hypnotized, that's what's going on here. Now, you do have to be a willing subject. I know that as a hypnotist. I am a hypnotist, and you can be hypnotized. But you have to want it. You have to crave it. And then, yes, you open yourself, and it's like you let this force into you, and it takes over your brain. Now, it can do that to relax you. That's often why I do hypnosis, is to help people to relax, because the stress of your thoughts keeps you from relaxing. And if I crawl right into your brain, with your permission, of course, because you have to open the door, then I can just massage that stress into a puddle of joy. But if I'm Trump, I can massage that stress into insurrection.
That was very interesting.
So I guess we who would like to keep some vestige of democracy going should be vigilant right now.
Oh, our Reddit account was banned.
What?
Look.
Just now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, macadoodle.
You get how far and how deep we are.
It was just banned tonight.
In a highly technical and industrial. Yeah. But that's what's
surprise.
Happening, of course.
And of course, we don't know why exactly, except that it could be any. One of
any number of things that we said. We didn't
30
say,
or 40 things.
We didn't say don't shoot somebody. We didn't say bomb them. We didn't say any of that because
mattress.
Yeah,
it was the word mattress.
Mattresses. They are not weapons. They are.
You said Arcadia.
Flying Altadena. Carpets.
Mm-hmm. I do feel a mattress is a flying carpet.
Of course it is.
I have been into mattresses since way before I became a sex therapist, actually, or started studying sex. I did a show called Mattress Madness that just was about a mattress. It was actually done on a mattress, and that was the magic carpet into imagination.
Hmm.
Which it is. It's where we dream and where a lot of work gets done. I certainly felt it was a working mattress, that one. And ever since then, I've had a lot of working mattresses. But that's one thing that the Arcadia Zoning Board does not understand is working mattresses.
And they're discriminating against this little podcast here.
Maybe Reddit and the Arcadia Zoning Board are working together.
They are slowly trying to, certainly at the grassroots, to eliminate any counter measures or ideas that may dismantle the army and all that stuff they're making money from. You know, so we talk about these things and imagine that you listen to this program on Reddit. What did we possibly say? What could you conceivably accept to censor us? We say, I get it. It's your company. Got it. It's not good for your reputation. And certainly, I've talked to you about it.
It's about moderators, though.
Right.
It's not Reddit itself. It's
I don't
we're
know
at a
that.
Specific. I don't know.
So the moderator is very religious, and he would like to come and do something terrible. And because I'm speaking against some of the ideas and the morals and the philosophy of a bankrupt system, intellectually.
Yeah, there's a lot of people going towards religion, whether it's traditional religion or, yeah, exactly, like QAnon is a made-up religion.
And everybody's praying.
Yes.
And everybody's like, I gotta pray.
And these new forms of Christianity, like I was looking at this author of a book called From Jesus to John Wayne, about how Christianity is much more John Wayne worshiping the hero who shoots the bad guy or guys and is always armed, very amosexual, much more than Jesus, much more than the Jesus of prayer. Although the Crusades were full of violence. They didn't have guns then. No AR-15, just swords.
So it's really nothing new. I mean, as you know, I've been doing this for many, many years. And the only difference now is there's no judge, there's no jury. They don't arrest you, but they try to cut you off. They try to, you know, defame you. They love that one. To defame people, you know. Mm. And then you might as well say, okay, you don't want me to tell you my truth. It's just mine. If you have the same feeling as I do, I think that's cool. That's nice. But I do this because I love doing this. I love being the village idiot and talking to people. I love that. I don't like all this other stuff, you know. All right, whatever that is. But it's fucking maddening.
Mad mattresses.
Right.
Mattress madness.
You're going to get a case of mattress madness.
Yes.
And not to be confused with cow madness. Or is it?
Mad cow.
Yeah. What's it called?
Mad cow disease.
Oh, it's not. This is not like mad cow disease.
Or okay. Swine flu. What is a bird one? I'm going way back.
Right.
Yes.
So,
cow
you know,
diseases.
FDR Radio and Dr. Susie and Max have been around for a long time. Mm. We're kind of old people. Old school. And, we're brainwashed in one way. You are brainwashed in the other way. And the other way is there the way of selfishness and hate and raping the earth every day, every moment, and living behind your fortresses where you can't move from.
Who are you talking to?
I'm just thinking. Anyway, I'm on a train, I'm a little stoned, I'm a little drunk, so therefore, whatever I said, erase. Hi, Dr. Susie.
Hi.
You know, it's funny. Joe Rogaine says about the same kind of thing, except without the being drunk part. But he is stoned, and he does say that he's an idiot, and what does he know? And he keeps stating his opinion. And people take it as gospel, if I may, or the word of a doctor, or certainly a minister. And I think it's really just as good as the word of any minister. But doctor, maybe not so much. But in any case, he does keep saying he's not a doctor. He shouldn't be listened to. He's kind of dumb about this, but people want dumb. I mean, there is an education crisis in our society, a real crisis, because I'm not sure that we should go back to what we had before, but where we're going is, well, let's just say we might not be able to say we're the smartest apes anymore.
Hey, listen, as far as I'm concerned, ants have a bigger brain than we do. And by the way, Joe Rogaine, I was saying that, you know, I've been in radio way longer than he's ever been. And I was saying that a long time ago, so I didn't copy it from him.
No, I didn't.
No, I know.
It.
Oh, I just want to clarify that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
Right.
So that I get
he
right,
might have copied right. it from you.
He might have.
Because
I
he is
I don't
a little
know.
Bit younger than you.
Yeah.
And been doing this a little less
but,
time.
Yeah, a little
although
little
he interviewed Abby Martin, and so did we.
Yeah, of course, because we're the best. That's why we get banned.
We do get banned a lot. And we get banned on all different platforms.
Platforms, and how and why we say certain things that sound really awful, like
it does seem random.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get banned on YouTube. Sometimes we get banned on Facebook. Yeah. Sometimes we get banned on Reddit.
Yeah.
And it is more and more about words. It used to be we would be banned most likely Facebook because that's where we were doing our video show. And it would be a nip slip or somebody would show their ass.
Ooh.
Or we'd think we had the camera over to the side, but really it was showing full-on sex or whatever. And so then, of course, Facebook would censor us for that. And we didn't like that. I still don't like that. But I kind of understood it. And it was never, never, never about words.
Oh, never. My God.
Never about words.
That hits right at the first and really only freedom that we have, whether we're shackled or whether we're dying of cancer or is we have us, you know.
Well, I don't know if it's the first and only freedom, but freedom of speech is a very special American freedom
that
is enshrined
it,
in the Bill of Rights. It is the number one
correct.
Amendment to the Constitution
of
freedom
the
of speech.
And they're taking it away from you.
They are. And why is this? Because they are private companies.
They have no responsibility towards you.
They are not the government. And this law, this amendment, was written for the government. The government is not supposed to do this, whether the federal government or local governments. They're not supposed to take away your freedom of speech, which is, by the way, part of our beef with Arcadia. We love you.
So
we do. We love Arcadia. We really
we
do.
Love
we
want to
say that we love Arcadia.
I like everything here in Arcadia.
But
so
yeah,
very nice.
We are perhaps going to have to sue the city for infringement of our First and Fourth Amendment rights. But certainly, we're going to see how things go. So, First Amendment is very basic to the United States. It's now getting more popular all over the world. Maybe we got it from something French, actually. But we're losing it. And it was made for the government because the government had all the power in the old days. But now individual companies have huge powers. There weren't these international companies. Well, maybe there was sort of a
little
bit.
Not like today.
But nothing like today. There were slaving companies, though. It was awful.
Oh, that was a whole other criminal organization.
The reason this is censorship is because these big tech companies, for whatever reason, now control our communication. Our communication is no longer controlled by the government. It's controlled by Facebook. It's controlled by YouTube. It's controlled by Reddit. Not so much Reddit, but some. It's controlled certainly by Instagram. And when you're kicked off of that, temporarily or permanently, you are kicked out of the commons. You are denied your freedom of speech. And we are being denied. And so are you, probably.
Oh, you go to jail every other week.
And so is Trump. And you know what? I can't stand Trump. I hate Trump, blah, blah, blah. I am not a Trumper. Trumpty Dumpty sat on a wall and could fall into a million pieces and stay that way for all I care. But I am not on the side of big tech when they censor him for his speech. His speech is out there anyway. We're all hearing it anyway. You guys are all covering it. So I'm not impressed with your censorship. And I actually am siding with him and his lawsuit against Twitter and Facebook for keeping him off. I don't think that's right. Nobody's supporting me in this.
I
don't think he should be president. I think the guy should be in jail. But a lot of people in jail have Twitter accounts. They do. So I think Trump should be in jail and Julian Assange should be out of jail, okay? Really. And Pompeo should be in jail.
Oh, Pompeo. Oh, my God.
Pompous. Caesar. The whole CIA illegal assassination plot should put a lot of those people in jail. Max is leaving. What?
I have no idea where he just went.
What the hell happened there?
I had to go get something.
So, Mel, how are you doing?
Okay, hanging in there.
Yeah? What are you feeling about Kink Month 2021?
I think it's a pretty exciting time, probably, hopefully, for a lot of people that can actually explore that.
Yeah? Do you have any kinks?
Yeah, no, probably not that. That would probably be very exciting to talk about on this show.
Nothing that would be exciting to talk about.
Yeah.
That sounds like you don't want to talk about it, which I get. But of course, anything
would
be exciting.
No, because no one would be in the mood to talk about it.
You could have a kink for these post-its. And people
That's
would think,
true.
Wow, a post-it kink. That's amazing. But that's a good answer when you don't want to talk about something, so I get it. Okay, so Captain Max, what happened?
Well, I've been trying to stay hydrated, so I drank a lot of water. And then tonight, I drank two Coronas. And therefore,
you needed some water.
I had to go someplace to...
Oh, I see. Yeah, we figured it out.
Get rid of some of that fluid.
We got a lot of response to posting about our experience in front of the zoning board, where we felt like we were in the Kremlin. And we can see that this is going on throughout the world, actually. But most notably here in America, like in Ohio, there was a lot of rounding up of people that were patronizing sex workers. And of those people, a certain small percentage were looking for underage or problematic people. But everyone else wanted just regular, consenting adult sex workers. But these people were arrested. What do you think is going on here?
What I think is going on is that we're just being prepared for a new world. This is like the movie,
1984.
And the other one,
Fahrenheit 451. These number movies are all socialist.
One of my favorite movies.
They're all about how capitalists are going to screw everything up. Because capitalism is the driving force of fascism. I mean, fascism is a definite problem in government merging with corporations, merging with people's prejudices, and becoming violent and authoritarian. But it all grows out of basic capitalism, because you first try to fool people with pretty promises, hope, the audacity of hope. And people are fooled by that for a while. And it's like a romance, like being told how beautiful you are. I want to kiss you. I want to marry you. I want to make love to you. And then you end up fucked. That's capitalism. And yes, once you realize how fucked you are, that could be a problem. So, this is where the fascist authoritarians come in. And they appear to be coming in right now, all around us. Yes, in sexuality. And we feel it very profoundly in that field. We work in sexuality. I'm a sex therapist, a sexologist. Max has been a publisher for many, many years. We've both been on radio for a few years, quite a few. And we are talking about sex. We are educating. We are trying to help people. We are trying to help ourselves, too. We don't make that difference. We're not all that professional, as Max would say. Being professional like that is
mercenary
rude.
Army.
Yes. We do it because we believe in it. And yes, we live in a capitalist society and doesn't take care of us, so we got to make money at it. So we charge people that can afford it and talk to them privately and keep their secrets and try to help them. And that's what we can do for you if you can afford it. We'll talk to you privately and keep your secrets. And our telephone number for that is 213-291-9497. You get to hear my voice explain things to you. But if you're impatient, you can hit any number and you'll get through to us live. T-Bone Tone, in the very last minutes of the show, has said, "You are not banned, Susan M. Block and Max. I hear y'all."
Okay.
Oh, look, there are different comments here that I did not see. "Can we agree not to help countries that hate Americans?" What? S3 and Dick Picks. Send Dick Picks says, "Can we agree not to help countries that hate Americans?" That's a loaded statement. You know what? France hates America right now.
Well, they always hated us.
Well, they go up and down. But we just screwed them out of a big, big deal to build submarines for Australia. And now China is angling against us. I don't think we can agree on that.
Everybody's trying to sell weapons.
We should not be talking about hate. We should not say, "No, you hate us, so we're not going to help you." That's where prejudice begins. Because you imagine that people hate you, when actually the people that are being nice to you really hate you behind your back often. Not always, but very often.
Very often.
And the people that tell you how they feel, they care about you.
Right.
They want you to hear their feelings. So no, Mr. Send Dick Pics with Code so that Reddit doesn't ban you. No, I don't agree. So, sorry. Okay, MBH 1975. I would rather have a bag of rats than a politician. You'd rather have one. Where would you want to have one? First of all, I would rather have Bernie Sanders to dinner and AOC to have sex with. I personally don't think that politicians are any worse than the rest of us. The problem is they are bribed by corporations. If you were bribed, you would be like them, or they wouldn't bribe you anymore, and then you wouldn't be able to win. It is the corporation's fault. It's the military's fault. And yeah, we've got to put pressure on these politicians, equal pressure to what they get outside from the corporations and from the military, for them to put their money, which is our money, into us, into people, into socialism, and maybe into sex, so we don't have these incels running around shooting people with their amosexual needs not being met by simply having some subsidized by the government therapy, which we all need therapy. We're all going nuts. We all got PTSD from the rats running around. Okay, SFTXP says, I wouldn't say closer to being human a compliment to any species given how destructive we are, which makes me wonder why we'd want an AI to be anything like human. Okay, SFTXP, I know. That's why I said the thing about liking bonobos and dogs better than humans, in a way. But when I say you're close to human, what I mean is we can identify with them. It's not a compliment to bonobos. I compliment bonobos in other ways. They're very sexual, and they make peace. They don't kill each other, and they're female empowered. For all those reasons, I compliment them. Not because they're close to human, but because they're close to human, we have a lot to learn from them. That's what I'm saying. We went through a period of feeling like, where are we? But here we are, and we are saying that we hope you have a wonderful kink month. And check out the throwback, Kink Month 2, The Arts of Femdom, Politics, and Pain. Check it out. And check out all our offerings, websites, and if you need to talk, we're not government subsidized, unfortunately, but you can give us a call, 213-291-9497. And whatever you do, you know, whether you look at a little porn, whether you do some yoga, whether you get into some kink with your kinktober comrade, whether you protest injustice out there somewhere, whether you fly the magic carpet of your mattress into your imagination, which hopefully will not be censored by the Arcadia Zoning Politburo or the Reddit Politburo. They all got Politburos. You know what? We keep trying to get away from communism. It's all Politburos everywhere, all the bad parts of communism and none of the good parts. The good parts being free health care, free taking care of elderly people, and free taking care of your kids, all that stuff. That's the good stuff. That's what we need. Anyway, be good, regardless, whatever kind of society you live in. And it probably isn't ideal, because the ideal is the enemy of the real. Captain Max said that. But hope you're happy. Be happy. And try not to hurt anyone. Don't be homosexual incel. Including yourself. Be good to yourself. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
Good. Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.